Jesus' presence evidence. Thus the day wore away, the disciples of John seeing and hearing all. At last Jesus called them to him and told them to go and tell John what they had witnessed, adding, "Blessed is he, whosoever shall find none occasion of stumbling in me." RV. The evidence of his divinity was seen, his glory was shown in his condescension to our low estate. The disciples bore the message, and it was enough. John recalled the prophecy concerning the Messiah, "The Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, he hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives." The works of Christ declared him to be the Messiah. Jesus was to do his work, not with the clash of arms and the overturning of thrones and kingdoms, but through speaking to the hearts of men by a life of mercy and self-sacrifice. The principle of the Baptist's own life was the principle of the Messiah's kingdom. But that which was to him convincing evidence of Christ's divinity would be no evidence to the leaders in Israel. John saw that the Savior's mission could win from them only hatred and condemnation. He, the forerunner, was drinking of the cup which Christ himself must drain to its dregs. The Savior's gentle reproof was not lost upon John. Understanding more clearly now the nature of Christ's mission, he yielded himself to God for life or for death, as should best serve the interests of the cause he loved. The Savior's heart went out in sympathy to the faithful witness in Herod's dungeon. He would not leave the people to conclude that God had forsaken John or that his faith had failed in the day of trial. "What went ye out into the wilderness to see?" he said. "A reed shaken by the wind?" As tall reeds beside the Jordan, the rabbis who had stood as critics of the Baptist mission were swayed this way and that by the winds of popular opinion. Yet for fear of the people they dared not openly oppose his work. But God's messenger was of no such craven spirit. To Pharisees, Sadducees, King Herod and his court, princes and soldiers, publicans and peasants, John had spoken with equal plainness. He was no trembling reed. In prison he was the same in loyalty to God, in faithfulness to principle he was firm as a rock.